Okay, really excited now to be talking with the Masconomet High School football coach, Gavin Monagle. And, Coach, God, it seems like it's been 100 years since we talked. How you doing?
Doing great. How you been?
Very well. I mean, all things considered, it's very exciting. Everyone we've talked to so far is most excited about getting this thing going. So let me ask you, Coach, first of all, you're being an educator and so on. The overall prospect, the overall experience, I guess, since September, but it actually goes back to March. How do you assess things in general, Coach? Are things sort of calming down, and is there a new hope here, you know, as we look toward the opening of Fall 2?
Oh, yeah, I think there's definitely new hope. I can definitely see with the kids. You know, it's so nice to be around the kids, person to person, you know. A lot of stuff is online. Even when the kids are in school, they're online. But, you know, on the football field, it's been great. You know, if the kids are eager, you know, they've let nothing get in the way. We have plenty of distractions, and they just go with the flow with everything we've asked them to do. They just seem real appreciative to be out there, and I think they know how fortunate they are to be out there. They know how close it came to not having a season. Obviously, we did it in the fall, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, the kids are really appreciative of it. They saw some of their buddies who were seniors last year in the spring season. You know, so I do think everyone is real appreciative of what we have right now.
Well, it's kind of weird that, you know, had you played or had things try to get underway in the fall, it might not have gone so well. But now, with the winter sports experience, the fall outdoor sports that did go, the kids seem to have fallen into a sort of a routine here, and they know what to do. They know what they're supposed to do, so you guys can get out there and play some football.
Absolutely, yeah. The kids have, we just created a routine, right? That's the way of putting it, because it didn't exist before, you know? So
yeah.
Everything was new, and it was just about, like, effort and doing it. Just, you know, you couldn't lay back, you know? Had to jump into it. There was no in between, you know. Everything was different. Starting with how you give out equipment to, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of in the middle of a basketball season. You know, that they're wrapping that up. You're trying to give out stuff here. You're trying to get organized for the next season. And, you know, kids are doing their winter sports. And, you know, it's different, you know. It's a different beginning. But, you know, I couldn't be more happy, proud of the kids. They've been super through everything, you know. And we have, you know, a little issue with our facilities as far as enough space. We have beautiful fields, but they're covered with snow this time of year. And you know, people in our buildings did a nice job clearing what they could clear. And but, you know, with so much snow, we didn't get a lot of grass that we, you know, that you need. But we used what we could, and we had to use the parking lot at times. So our kids would be bringing cleats and sneakers and going back and forth in the same practice. And they just did it, you know. Nobody, ahead or just everyone just ran from one place to the next and figured it out. And then the next day we try to figure out the weather. And, you know, we're inside there. The first day we're actually inside. Did a lot of running inside. It was great. Kids again were ready. They're all in shape. That was nice to see. You know,
I've heard that.
It's a little different. You know, they're coming off of other sports, and the kids who didn't play other sports, you know, they definitely did their running. So that was encouraging. And then, you know, we're just ready to roll.
What about weight training? I've heard various things from the coaches across the Cal and across the NEC. You guys able to work out with weights at the school or at the field?
No, not at the school. Some kids, you know, join certain places where they could go and have, you know, I know Boyles has a spot here in Middleton, and they do a super job there. It's like a little cohort of kids joined over there. But we had probably two or three little cohorts over there. And there are a couple other little places that kids go to. But they're on their own. Our weight room was closed, shut. It's actually turned into part of our cafeteria.
Oh, okay, yep.
It's over, you know. But we did have running twice a week. And, you know, we had a good core group of kids there running those twice a week, you know, just for like an hour. And, you know, a lot of the linemen who don't play basketball or hockey, they did jump into that, and that was good. So I think that helped them. And, I mean, they were out, again, we couldn't do anything in them either. So when we were doing the running, we were outside on the track or in the parking lot.
You know, Coach, the coolest thing so far that I can gather about this whole deal, Masconomet coming into the Northeastern Conference from the Cape Ann League is that some of the Cape Ann League schools are kind of sad to see you guys go. Some are not so sad to see you go. But the Northeast Conference is really happy to have you in. And I'm talking about in all sports. So how are you taking a look at this as the challenge of coming into the NEC?
Oh, it's a huge challenge. No question about it. The Cal was, a big part of our history for decades, half a century, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Pugh always told me, how long they were there and a founding member of the Cal, so it is a big step to leave the Cal.
I think Coach Pugh was a founding member of football back in the 1860s, maybe. I'm not sure, but
yes.
I say that with respect, But
you have to take that up to him.
I will.
And around, he knows everything, I can tell you that. He can tell you what's happening. But going to this league, it's a huge step for us. It's football.
Well, the thing is, you guys have established, you've established some great rivalries, all over the North Shore, and that's what's so cool. Tell me a little bit about, what you have coming back this year, Coach, and then, we'll get into maybe a look at that first game that's coming up.
What does help going into this league this year is we do have some experienced players. It's going to be tough to jump in no matter what, but it helps when you have some linemen come back, to kind of hang your head on a little bit, because it is such a physical league. And two captains out of the gate, James Berry and Teddy Fellows, and they're both linemen. Teddy's 6'1". He's a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
6'1", close to 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And James is like 6'1", 265. And they both move well, too, which is good. And they both were KPN All-Stars as linemen, as juniors, and both of them.
Well, I'm looking at the roster as it is, and you do have some big boys up front. But more than that, Coach, it's about attitude and about where the kids are. So tell me about your leadership.
No, the attitude is everything, because that it depends on who comes in with the right frame of mind for this 7-game season. It's like who can be focused. Because I think you look at the teams, there's going to be a lot of even teams out there. No question about it. Who can be focused the most? And I think that off-season stuff, like I said, these were a couple of the linemen that kind of led the sprinting stuff that we did in the off-season. Mm-hmm. They were great. They were great leaders about that. And again, the seniors, this is it for them. They come on their second life here. They thought it was over, and they're on their second life, and they're just so happy to be playing. But they do want to make sure we get something out of it, too. They've really been great leaders. They're so nice to the young kids. They're just such positive kids. So, and it goes up. The whole senior class is like that. They're all just a super group. But they've been through a lot, I think, the past couple of years. Last year we got a piece of the title in the Cal, but, we had a couple, the playoff games were kind of tough. We won one, made it to the semifinals. Then you go against a tough Lincoln Sudbury team, Reading team, and the Everett team you finish off with. That was tough.
That's some big boys. That's some big schools.
Yeah.
That's and
you kind of bounce around. You get your teeth knocked around a little bit. It kind of makes you humble, but it also makes you hungry to get started again. You don't want to finish like that. And so this is an opportunity that you don't finish like that. You have a chance to kind of rewrite it a little bit. Because if it wasn't a season, that's how those kids would have finished their careers,
Yeah, and that,
so there's little things like that you look at,
Well, the thing of it is competition, and you as a coach, you guys are so competitive, and it doesn't matter when the hell you play, you just want to get out there and win. And that's great that you're allowing the kids, and you're working with the kids to give them this opportunity. And, Coach, as a former educator, I really respect what you guys have done. I know how hard it is, at every single level to work with kids, both remotely and in school in this situation. And you guys are, you're surrogate parents as well. So, as a fan, I really appreciate it. And, I was talking with, Coach Nolan at Danvers High School, and, you guys have to open up with Danvers. Do I have that right?
Yes.
So,
Saturday night, yeah.
And where is that? They're going to be home for you guys?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that situation. Who's going to get to go in the stadium? And, that's only a week away. So what's that looking like now?
I think as of right now, just a couple, you know, parents from the household, people in the household.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. And no kids. There's no students. I know that.
Damn. Oh,
and I think it's just the immediate household that's what I'm mm-hmm. gathering.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, Coach.
Visiting people, I'm not sure. I kind of think they're allowed a couple parents.
How about your staff? How's that looking?
Oh, my staff's great. I mean, it's same as last year. Super group of guys. Skip Cleveland's been with NASCO for, I don't know how long, at least a couple decades, 20 years. You know, Brian Collins, the teacher up there, he's running the defense first. Brian Hubbard's been super. He takes the young kids first. George Katsakis and Tony Pascucci will be putting together the offense. I do the line, offensive line, defensive line. So it's a good, it's a group of committed guys who, I think we're all have the same mentality. If we had to go practice at Essex Tech the other night, you know, just throw the stuff in someone's truck and, you know, we're off and running, you know,
yep.
Whatever has to be done. And, you know, everyone's keeping a positive attitude and just, you know, that's kind of the mantra right now. Whatever has to be done, we'll do it. And just whatever we have to do to get ready to play these guys, because they're not going to take it easy on us. They're going to be ready to play. You know, they're always well prepared. They're physical. They're fast. They do a lot of good things. And they're very fundamentally sound, so, you know, we got to be ready.
Final question, Coach. Every coach I've talked with so far, I thought there might be some hesitancy. I thought there might be some, I don't know, complaining. But you and every other coach I've talked with so far is so eager to get out there, and I don't know if that's something that's inbred with being a coach, with being a player, being a football fan, but, geez, it sounds so good to hear.
No, I think it is. I think all the guys, all the players, all the coaches are probably inbred in that way, you know. It's just, that's what you do, you know. That's what you do, you know. You're going to do it, and it's kind of lost. I was a lost soul there in the fall. It's like walking around the campus after school, and I check in with the soccer games and watch those kids, you know, kick around a little mm-hmm. bit, or, you know, see the crowd. And I know the kids because I'm in the middle of school. And I see the high school kids who've gone through already. See, you know, you're happy as heck to see them kids out there, you know. But when you walk around, you come to the empty practice field, like, it was depressing, but it was a little bit lost. And then when college football came back, I thought that helped a lot.
Yeah.
And, but it was still a loss.
I think the most painful thing was, to me, the most painful thing was Thanksgiving. That was painful.
that was different. It's all different. So,
all right.
You know,
well, we're back. And you guys,
back,
opening game, tell me a little bit the date and where it's going to be. What time?
7:00 at Masco Friday night.
Next Friday night. That is fantastic. Yeah. That is Masconomet High School football coach Gavin Monaco with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.